Donald Trump, GOP senators show unified front in D.C. I'm with them 1,000%, they're with me 1,000%. By Nick Gilbertson on June 13, 2024. Former President Donald Trump declared that he is 1,000% behind the senators he had a meeting with at the National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, on Thursday and that they are with him 1,000%. Trump delivered brief remarks at the NRSC in Washington, D.C. After meeting with Republican senators on the heels of a separate unifying meeting with House Republicans earlier in the day. This is an outstanding group of people. I'm with them 1,000%, they're with me 1,000%. We agree just about on everything, and if there isn't, we work it out, he said. And, I've had a really great relationship with just about everybody here. With everybody here, just about all of the senators. And if it wasn't fantastic, it gets worked out. And we have one thing in mind, and that's making our country great, he emphasized. Trump also told the GOP senators, you're all either elected, or you're going to be elected again and re-elected, and he forecasted great success. Some of those in attendance included Republican Senate Conference Chair John Barrasso, RY, NRSC Chairman Steve Daines, R. Mount, and Senators Josh Hawley, R. Mo, J.D. Vance, R.O., Roger Marshall, R.K.Y., Ted Cruz, RTX, and Chuck Grassley, RIA. Republicans have a prime opportunity to take not only a Senate majority, but a strong multiple-seat majority, as the map is highly favorable to them and unfavorable to Democrats during this cycle. Currently, Democrats and the independents who caucus with them hold a one-seat majority over Republicans at 51-49. Hypothetically, if Trump wins the White House, the GOP would need a net gain of one seat to take control of the chamber, which would give a Republican vice president the tie-breaking vote. However, Republicans have realistic opportunities of picking up 9 seats currently occupied by Democrats, while Democrats' 2 best chances at swiping a GOP seat are truly long shots. They are in the red states of Florida and Texas, where Democrats would have to knock off strong incumbents in Senators Cruz and Rick Scott, RFL. Daines told Breitbart News in February 2023 that this underscores how good the map is for them. Republicans are in play for currently Democrat-held seats in West Virginia, Montana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, Virginia, and Nevada.